Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, off the ground, 85.
Entertainment Report with the Bath. All right, you know, hope you're enjoying your late brunch or your early lunch. And I'm just talking like you're right here with me in America in Mississippi, huh? But good morning, happy late night, wherever you are. To all my friends worldwide, smooches and kisses and hugs to everyone. Thank you so much for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. The show is still developing. And thank you all for encouraging the development of the program. Hopefully soon, like I keep saying, I sound like a broken record. Hopefully soon I have it where I can retrieve your phone calls. I am in the chat room right now. If you all want to chat with me about, if you are a bad, do you consider yourself a bad, a good, or a great tipper? And you might be on the other side. Are you a person that, I mean, really, if you don't chat it to me or message it to me on my blogtalkradio.com profile page, please, on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, share your best stories about tipping. You know, giving tips and receiving tips. I mean, because I know some of us, some who do work in the business of receiving tips, sometimes you receive some fantastic tips. I know. Sometimes I know that you know you have provided quality service, and sometimes a customer does not have the extra money to tip. But when you know that customer has the money to tip you, and you know you've provided that perfect service, and you still get top tip, a lousy tip, share those stories with me also. You know, and you know if you're a bad or good or great tipper. I consider myself, when I have the extra money, I consider myself a good tipper. I have always believed in tipping people good ever since my youth. My mother raised me that way. My relatives, shout out to my cousin Linda of Dallas, Texas. My cousin Linda was to take me out when I was a little girl, a little princess, like the picture that you see on my Facebook page, my Mort page. She would take me out and would teach me perfect etiquette of what forks to use, you know, salad forks, your dinner forks, how to chew your food properly and drink out of your glass, how to tip people and how you present your tip to people. I mean, my mother and my oldest siblings and friends of the family and cousins, people around me taught me how to tip properly. And, you know, not to mention teachers. And I've always been an avid reader. So if I want to know something, I'll read it. You know? So, but I consider myself a good tipper. I would like to say a great tipper, but I'm a good tipper. But I have friends, they are bad tippers, and they know they bad tippers. So you consider yourself a bad tipper. Admit it, and do your best to do better. Now, I'm learning more about tipping when you receive bad service. And I just learned recently, honestly, I know that you're supposed to leave a message, like a small tip, if you feel like your service could have been better. But I just recently found out, recently from a Jehovah's Witness friend of mine who had stopped by, she and her daughter, to minister the word of Jehovah's Witness. No, I'm not a Jehovah's Witness, but I have a lot of friends who are Jehovah's Witnesses. Prince is a Jehovah's Witness, for those of you that did not know. He's been a Jehovah's Witness since 99. You know, Larry Graham introduced him to becoming a Jehovah's Witness. But that's not what I'm talking about. She, my friend shared with me that if you feel that you have received inadequate service, you leave a penny. I know you're supposed to leave no tip or a small tip, not the proper percentage, 15 or 20% percentage, you know, unless it is a required flat fee. The tips that I'm going to share with you, I can share my own tips, tipping ideas, but then also I'm going to share tip ideas from ehow.com. I love ehow.com advice. And so I'm going to share some tips of tipping in North America and tipping when you're traveling. And a lot of tips are when you're traveling, which at the end of that psalm, it ain't over yet. I'm looking forward to resuming my life of traveling. you all know I'm still looking forward to getting to school at Avita Institute of Dallas, but then also traveling. So I ran across information regarding international travel, but then that this same applies for right here in America when you're not at your, you know, when you're just local, you know, how you're supposed to tip. I thought that basically it just applies the same way. You just find out what is right wherever you are internationally. You know, if you're from Europe and you come to America, pretty much it's probably basically the same. You just find out more of American way of tipping and traditions, pretty much, of how to present tips and so on. I think the amounts and percentages are basically the same way, but you do tip different service people differently. Sometimes this depending on when the work is done. If you're at a restaurant, from looking at the tips. I hope you all don't hear me, because right now I'm not doing. I'm talking about etiquette. I am chewing on some on white grapes. They're so delicious. But I'm going to put those away because I'm thinking that you cannot hear me, but I'm realizing that you can hear me chomping on these grapes. So please, my apologies and excuse me so much for doing that. So I'm going to go ahead and go into those tips, how to properly tip and how to properly tip in North America. And also I have some other little tidbits to share with you. I know it's been a lot going on in the news. You all know something. I'm very excited about this, but I'm not going to get too excited. You know, I'm excited to the fact that the governor of the state of Texas might or might not be announcing that he's decided to run to campaign to become the GOP candidate nominee. So I'm excited about that. It's kind of, I mean, if he decides to run and become the nom, then what about his second term? Well, not his second term, but his term, his newly elected term of leading Texas. But I'm excited about that, and obviously he's praying on it. Had this big event in Houston, Texas this past Saturday with a lot of high-pro ministers and the ministers from all different backgrounds and so on. So obviously he's praying on it. So, you know, many of us are believers in putting God first, putting our God first, or, you know, are meditating and studying something. So obviously he's, you know, praying on this decision because it is a big decision for all the candidates. It's a big decision for our current president. And it's just that's a big decision. That's a big job. That's the biggest job in America, the biggest job in the world, to be the president of the United States of America, to even consider thinking that you want that position, you know? Really. I mean, that's a big job. I think jokingly as a kid, my friends and all can tell you that. I think I used to talk about being, because I loved me some Ronald Reagan. I used to talk about being president one day. But that's a big job. I don't think we really realize what goes on, what goes on in that job. That's a serious job. So we have to pray for all our politicians. I mean, locally, I keep you all updated on what's going on locally, too, with our elections. You know, some of our elections here in Mississippi will be, you know, runoffs. Some, they're, you know, really counting down. As of now, they say that all the votes are in concerning that sheriff election. They're saying that Tyrone Lewis is the winner, but they believe it's going to be disputed. So I'll tell you all more about that, but you all can check our local media, WLBT 16, WAPT News, and WLBT. Those of you that are, you know, want to know more about politics here, because to me, politics, that politics, that's something. I mean, it is something amazing, the things that occur in politics. But I'm going to go ahead and talk about, like I said, this show is supposed to be a non-political show, but politics affect our lifestyle and how we entertain. But I'm going to hurry up because it'll be soon time for me to conclude the show, which today was just a 15-minute show. And if you can't stick with me when the live streaming ends, please listen to the show in its entirety. You know, at my page, blogtalkradio.com, /ENT, hyphen Beth. And, you know, you can find the shows at iTunes. But how to tip properly in North America? Because the common question, period, for us worldwide is how much should I tip? Try, you know, do your best to try to remember. If you need to tip somebody 15 or, you know, 20% if it's good service. Or, you know, if it's like a pizza delivery, at least $2. You know, at least $2. Don't tip if it's not deserved. If you feel, I mean, because really, we're essentially buying good service. And if the service is not earned, then why should it be rewarded? If you're tipping a lot and you receive bad service, then you're just promoting poor service habits and wasting money. None of us, I don't care if you have a bank account empty like mine to being a billionaire. I mean, Mark Cuban probably don't even waste time tipping people. Right? Right. So, you know, if you get the proper service gets the proper tip. What's up? It's much love. The show stopped live streaming in about 5 seconds, but I'm going to continue on for about another 10 minutes so you can listen to the show in its entirety after all, okay? Okay, I'm going to tip number two. Tip above the norm for two reasons. If service is exceptionally good, and if you plan on returning, you know, if you plan on returning, definitely, you know, tip good. Because, you know, people are like, I remember them, they tip good, you know. And because I believe I'm a good tipper, but then at the same time, I have had some awesome tips. I mean, working in retail, I mean, even people that work in retail get awesome tips. People love it when you keep them updated and you keep them in the highest fashions. And people will, you know, bring you happies and goodies and tip you. And I have experienced some of the best tippers. I knew this guy who was a waiter once at a Red Lobster. This guy was such a good server. Waiter, he was such a good waiter that if he would see some of his customers out in public, literally they would walk up to him and hand him a tip. His service was so good that if he saw his customers out of the restaurant, they will approach him and tip him because, you know, they're his regular customers. They see him, you know, his service is so good. And, I mean, that's amazing if you give such good service that when people see you out of that sitting and they tip you, that's just amazing. And people like that, you wonder, does the company or the business that they work for really appreciate their work and really see their efforts? Because sometimes companies and businesses can get so caught up in, you know, the hustle and bustle things. Sometimes they just say, well, they're doing what they're supposed to do. But outstanding workers really, you know, they set an example for everybody from upper management to new hires. They are leaders when you see individuals like that. So, you know, think about that and remember that, because I wonder where is he, because he was a customer of mine. Also, when I'm working in retail, he was a customer of mine, and so he was, like, so blessed from just not making his regular paycheck, but he was blessed from the enormous tips that he would receive. So he probably was earning more money than the managers. Just, you know, because he provided so much good service, you know. So that's a story that I share with you all. But let me continue sharing these tips. Three, tip discreetly. There's an art to passing money. You fold the bill three times, cup it in your palm with your thumb, and hand it to the staff member, the person you're tipping, with a casual handshake while saying thank you. Now, I don't know if I fold the money. I maybe fold it like in half. So I'm going to start doing it that way. I guess it's smaller. I mean, I like to tip the guys that carry the grocery out to the, you know, to the car. Those of you that didn't know, yeah, you're supposed to tip guys, the guys that buggies your grocery to the car and stuff like that and help you. You didn't know that? Yeah, you're supposed to do that. And some of you say, well, that's their job. Anyway, yeah, that's their job anyway, but then also that's a way of saying thank you and also getting better service. Four, tip big. When first checking into a hotel to ensure better service throughout your stay, yeah, that's definitely important. And note to self, when in doubt, if you need to tip or not tip, you know, because if you don't tip, you might not get the service that you probably could have received. So when in doubt, tip, because if you fail to tip, I don't tip enough, you can experience some dire consequences. You know, so tip something. And how to tip properly, because that was about tipping in North America, I believe. That was those tips. But just basically basic tipping. Tipping rewards those who provide you with useful services that make your life easier and enjoyable. And to me, brings a smile to my face and makes me happy. You know, be discreet when you tip and be generous. You know, people will remember you long after your departure, and when you return, will enthusiastically welcome you. Also, I've already tweeted and posted these, how to tip properly and how to tip properly in North America, and then there's tips about how to tip in a foreign country. Let's see. Here's some more about how to tip properly. Number one, factor in your own financial circumstances. Like I said, sometimes you don't have enough to tip. Sometimes you can, because I know sometimes I don't have enough to tip, and I let them know. And sometimes when I'm at the grocery store, if I don't have that extra tip for the guy that brings the grocery out, sometimes I do tell them. I bring it back when I'm back in this area. And if I see them, if I don't see them, I ask for them, and then I give it to them. And they remember, you know, because, you know, I try my best to keep my word. And there are high ends, and then there are low ends to the range of acceptable tips. So, you know, people understand. And if you don't have it, you don't have it. But it's just, you know, good to be, to allow them, to let them know if you did have it, you would. You just can't go broke trying to, you know, tip somebody. But you let them know exactly that you would have tipped them that much better if you could. Two, figure out what kind of service it is you're receiving. Some services should receive percentage-based tips, while others should be more of a flat cost most of the time, like car washers and coat checkers and furniture movers should require a flat rate from $2 to $5 for a car washer $2 to $5 for a car washer and $10 to $50 per mover. Others, like hairstylists and waiters, should receive 15 to 20%, sometimes more. I'm an avid believer in tipping, and me being in the beauty industry myself anyway, but I'm a big believer. You can ask anybody that does my hair, I've done my hair. I believe in tipping. You know, it's important to tip. And like I said, like the delivery services, like pizza or any type of other delivery for food, usually be 10%, at least $2. And three, use your best judgment. You know how to use your best judgment. What's the real difference between 15% and 20%? It means a lot to the person that you're tipping. It really does. Tipping is like a stat record. This is not what Ehow's talking about. This is me talking. That extra dollar, that lesser dollar, it tells people how they're doing, honestly. When people get extra extra added on to a tip, they're like, I must be really providing a good service. I need to keep doing what I'm doing. If they really receive less than what they think they should have received, then that tells them, I need to upgrade my customer service. And babysitters, nannies, and house cleaners should get tipped at the end of the month. And that's at the amount that you see fit. So I have this information. It's a little bit more detail. You check out these tips. And four, be discreet. You know, don't be all loud mouth and all, you know, flaunt how much you're tipping when you're at a restaurant or other places. And by leaving the bill in plain view, you know it's a proper etiquette to leaving your money and tips. I mean, I always just do this, like, maybe fold the money or put the money, like, you know, where it's visible, where they can see it. Maybe put a salt shaker or something on top of it. You know, something. That's what I use. That's what I do. Basically, you want to keep the tip transaction, good or bad, between you and the person that receiving the tip. So that's just basic tipping information, and then I guess I'll post and share some, like, basic tip amounts for certain amounts for you all, because there's, like, $10 or something's $10, then maybe tip a dollar. Something's $20, $25. You know, it's just different different amounts. Sometimes a lot of businesses give out cards with tip information, because I think I have a couple where you can look at. But, check out 111.com. That's another website that can provide you information about tipping. And I'm looking at a little tipping card now. If something is $1.15, if something is $10, $1.50. If something is $20, then $3, or 50, you know, 15% of $20 is $3. You know, so it just depends. So please don't hesitate to share with me your bad, good, and great stories about being a good tipper or receiving, you know, bad, good, or great tips. I thank you all for spending a little time with me this late morning, early afternoon. And my apologies to those who were expecting to hear the show early this morning at 5:30 a.m. And it's back to school time for many. So shout out to teachers and educators and principals out there. I see my my dear friend, Mr. George Harmon's wife, Tracy, is talking about getting back to school out there in the Memphis, Tennessee area. So shout out to she and her teachers and students and everyone in that area. And all of my friends, a lot of my friends are educators and teachers and coaches and so on. So, and, you know, shout out to my friends who are students. Here in the Jackson metropolitan area, school has started in some areas. I think Rankin County started today, and then tomorrow some classes will begin, and Wednesday. And Friday, JPS begins. Like I've told you all before, my birthday is Thursday, August 11th, and Thursday will be my birthday show. And you all feel free to call and leave me a voice message at my cell number. Now, I've been having trouble with my phone, my T-Mobile phone, so I have too many, I think, text messages, but I can receive voice messages, and I can check my messages, so I need to call T-Mobile. Shout out to T-Mobile. But do not hesitate to call me and leave me a very nice birthday message at my cell number, 769-6883. Okay, hopefully I can get it cleared up where I can just answer the phone. But as of now, and I think it's a good idea also for you all to leave the messages, and I'll check the messages. If you want to leave your contact number, feel free to leave your contact number, because, you know, I will call you back. If you leave me a nice message, you call me like that prank caller did that time on air. And I have to get you. But feel free to call me and wish me a happy birthday Friends have already started wishing me a happy birthday. A lot of my friends who are celebrating birthdays also, whom are Leos, are celebrating birthday this month. So just happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating a birthday today and this month, and fellow Leos, you know, Leos rock, and we roar. But again, the number is 769-216-6883 if you want to leave me a nice happy birthday voice mail message or some nice music. Some of you leave me music anyway, and I love it when you all leave me music. I answer the phone thinking I have a message, and then it's like beautiful music being played, and you all know who you are. But I have received some awesome music over the weekend and videos, so I hope you all have been enjoying some of the videos that I've tweeted and posted. And I do promote other artists other than Austin Brown. I know you all, but I'm loving it. I hope you all are asking your radio stations to play his music and your music channels to play his videos. I intended to my freak to play today. Again, Target Practice played, and I never get enough of that song, or any of his songs. And also, be sure to like his sister, Yashi Brown's Facebook page.